You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Today, I am joined by a very, very special guest. You may know him from Dad, I Die. I've got Andrew Wilson. How you doing, dude?
Yeah, good. Kia ora.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing this. This is really cool. It's my first time doing like an on-air interview, so it's a little bit messy. But yeah, no, it's cool.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
I've told people somebody's trying to phone me. I'll just disconnect that like a boomer on my phone so
yes.
It doesn't come through. There you go. Gone. You've got my full undivided attention.
Beautiful.
But yeah.
Thank
you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for your time. And yeah, how you doing? How's your tour been so far?
Yeah, it's been really fun. I was kind of a little bit worried that no one would come. Because it's not Die to Die. It's been really cool. Yeah, it's only been two shows so far, so I'm sure there's some humbling moments ahead of me for the next few shows.
Yeah, but, great. So that was in Tamaki, and then where else?
In Wellington.
Wellington, yeah, cool.
Whangarei-Tata. Yeah, we played at Moon, the first show, which was actually really, really awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Great, cool. Yeah, I can't wait for
one of the last Die to Die shows was there. And they seem to have fixed up the venue quite a lot, so it's cool.
Oh, wow, great, right, yeah. And Die 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 recently played Portnoise as well, is that right?
Yeah.
That looked really cool. How was that?
That was amazing. Mm. Yeah, it was really, really cool. It was so good to play with those guys again, which was really nice.
Awesome, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, so you're playing two shows in Dunedin, right? One at the Crown.
Yep.
And one at Pioneer Hall, which is pretty cool. Tell me about, the sort of the lineups that you've chosen for these. Were they handpicked by you?
I've chosen... The all-ages show, Natasha helped me put together Civil Talk and Seek Help.
Yeah, great.
Which is... Yeah, I'm really excited to see that. I mean, I found a photo on my phone of Bliss Point.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think Bliss Point.
Yeah. Throwback.
I think it was, one of our last... Die to Die's last Dunedin shows was out there. Like, it was, and I realized far out, it's been a while now.
Yeah, that was
that was six years ago.
6 years ago, wow, was, yeah. Yeah, no, that was really cool. Thank you for having us on that show. That was pretty special.
Right. You guys look like little kids.
Yeah.
So it kind of gives a good context of how long it's been.
Yeah,
And then the Crown show is pretty special lineup. It's like Maxine Funk, who I've known. Really, really love her music. And Murderbike, who have always been one of my favorite Dunedin bands.
I've not seen either of those acts, actually, so I'm really excited to see.
Yeah,
what it's
I was
like.
Pretty nervous to ask both of them, and they both said yes, which is pretty amazing. And then Madison, Liam, and Ro, and I think somebody else is in the band. It's a new band without a name yet.
Yes, I know the one. Yeah, they're quite cool. I saw them play at some random show. All right, cool. Yeah, so you put out your album, The Nerve, in December. It's pretty different from Die Die Die, so a lot more lo-fi, a lot more intimate. Is this your first sort of solo project outside of Die Die Die?
Well, it's the first... Well, no, I did a solo thing just before the pandemic.
Right.
March of 2020, called Masks, which was a terrible name to choose for. Just before the pandemic. So it was like December 2019.
My gosh.
So we released two songs. And that was kind of pretty funny.
Okay. Was that sort of in a similar vibe, like lo-fi sort of stuff? Or?
No, it wasn't actually. It was kind of, I don't want to say electronic, but it was a little bit different. Like it was kind of an ambient guitar song and kind of a sort of slightly electronic element thing. But I'd done quite a bit, but I never really released it. And even with Masks, I never put my name behind it. I tried to keep it anonymous.
Okay.
So this was the first time I've kind of released it as such, my name attached to it.
Because you put out a few singles in 2024, is that right?
Yeah, I did a couple of EPs. Yeah.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like the process of it is quite... It's quite easy and pretty fun to do.
Yeah. I want to know more about the process, actually, because it's quite, like I said, lo-fi. Was it recorded on tape?
Yeah. It's just recorded on an eight-track reel-to-reel tape, which is up at Stefan's studio. We have a shared, Dad and I don't practice at the moment, but we used to a lot. So a shared practice space.
Yeah, okay.
In Central Tamaki. and Stefan is the front room, and we kind of are in the back room. And coincidentally, Dad and I actually recorded our first EP there.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
A real long time ago.
So you're quite familiar with the space.
Yeah. But it's one of these sort of these weird moments where, like, if I was ever going to think a building in Auckland was ever going to get, you know, bowled over and developed, I would have thought it would be that building.
Mm.
Because it's right in the center of the city.
And, right.
Yeah, a music practice space isn't exactly what you'd think would be the best use of real estate, but I'm so grateful it's there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then, we just had a tape machine, and, Stefan and I just use whatever's kind of around to record, which was compared to Dada Dada, quite refreshing.
Yeah. So was that sort of going into this project, was that always part of the equation for you, like doing this all lo-fi?
Nah, not really. It was just sort of like we weren't really going in with any intentions, Like the first EP was like, I kind of thought we'd do something kind of more noisy,
because
Stefan's done some really amazing sort of free noise sort of stuff, which I've always liked his noisy stuff.
Yeah.
But instead it kind of came out this kind of lo-fi pop stuff, which was kind of weird.
Then
I started like first thing, I didn't have any guitar pedals on the record or anything like that. I was trying to keep it really stripped back.
And then
the album kind of, I decided to plug in my pedals.
Mm.
Yeah, because I quite like to play around with that stuff. You know, so it was really cool.
Cool, yeah, no, that's awesome. I've really been enjoying the album.
Thank you.
I've been really enjoying just hearing a different musical side of you compared to Dada Dada.
Yeah.
You know, Dada Dada, I think, as you may know, a lot of the younger bands in Dunedin really still look up to Dada Dada as an influence, which is really cool. And it's really cool that you're doing...
that's amazing to hear.
Yeah, it's really cool that you're doing an all-ages show as well. And, I'm really curious to see how it will translate live as well, because obviously you still have guitars, bass, vocals, and drums in the recording, but it's all produced in such a particular way. And what's it been like playing these songs live and translating them live?
It's been really, really fun. I mean, obviously Stefan, who drums on the record, isn't drumming live,
right?
So that's quite different.
Yeah.
Like Morgan, who's been playing, I played all the bass on the album, and then like teaching Morgan how to play the bass has been quite, not to play the bass, to play the bass lines, I should say.
Is
been really, really interesting. So she's done a really, really great job.
Cool. Is it just a three piece band?
And it's been really, really fun. Mm. Really, really fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Is it just a three piece band?
Yeah, just a three piece.
Cool. Yeah. Was the writing process, was Stefan quite involved with it, or?
No.
No. Okay. So it was just you.
No. We literally like, it's because I had one person sit in on the EP. Like, I turn up with the bass lines. Stefan hears the bass lines once, and then he drums along, and then we're kind of done within a few hours of the parts, and then I take it away and then go and do the vocals and guitar next week.
Okay. Yeah. Right. How's that compared to Die Die Die? I assume that one's a lot more collaborative with that band.
Yeah. I mean, like, me and Mikey and Die Die Die, like, we have been playing together since we were, like, 14 at Logan Park. So we'd always kind of jam together and play it. But, and Lockie, so we'd kind of write all together, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's really quite different, but also, like, really different recording environment as well.
Did you find it was difficult to sort of do it all yourself? Because I feel like, as for me, when I try to write music by myself, it's kind of hard when I'm not in a room with a drummer or anything. Is that difficult for you?
Well, it's quite good just listening back to the tapes of us, like, what we recorded to kind of get idea of vocals and guitars and stuff. I've never been, like, someone who can play a guitar, you know, a finished song before I take it to a studio.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
I totally get that. Cool.
But no, it's super refreshing and really cool to like try something different after so long. Yeah,
for sure. And what's the reception been like to the Nerve?
Yeah, it's been really awesome. Like, it's been surprisingly positive. I mean, I got one guy kind of wrote a semi-negative review about it.
All right.
He said he listened to the album, and it was funny. He's from Hamilton, and he wrote me an email apologizing Is that right? A review? Because the album had really grown on him.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He didn't obviously listen to it, and then obviously was probably expecting Da Da Da, and he said, I mean, it wasn't even that bad, but he wrote me this really nice thing saying, it's a really great record, and I'm really sorry I wrote that. And I was like, okay, that's sweet. So everything's been really positive.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, no, like I said, I've been really loving it as well, and I think... Yeah, you definitely have to go into it with a different mindset to Die, 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 you know?
Yeah, exactly. Really cool. And I think, it's a different thing.
Yeah, for sure. Back to your shows this week. So the all-ages show on Sunday is at Pioneer Hall, and you're sort of doing that alongside Amped Music Project. And you're also doing a little workshop, is that right?
I am, which I'm still waiting for the questions, Natasha, if you're listening.
Right, yeah.
But I am. I don't really know what I'm doing, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to doing that as well. I've not been to an Amped sort of event in such a long time, like a workshop.
Yeah.
So it'll be cool to sort of hear wisdom for the kids. But yeah, obviously there's a lot of Amped has been very important to, you know, people like me who've getting into Dunedin music and to a lot of the current bands because they're still going strong. Doing really amazing
work. I did an interview with Jeff. Was it All Radio, Access Radio yesterday?
Yep.
And he was saying how good it is. I mean, it's such a, it's pretty inspiring, really, if you think about it. A system like that set up for young musicians. Like, it wasn't around in my day, kind of thing.
It's incredible, yeah. And even back when I did it, it was still sort of not a whole amount, a huge amount of bands did, but now it's so many great young bands popping up, like Def Raccoon and Sog and all those kids. But where I was going with this is that I wanted to know what it was like for you as a teenager in Dunedin, because you're also a fellow Logan Park alumni. What was it like for you playing music and getting into playing gigs and stuff like that?
I mean, for me, it was probably the best thing to happen to me.
Yeah, right.
Well, for it to come along, I think I would be kind of a bit worried about what I would have been doing if it hadn't come along.
Yeah.
My family... come from from Scotland, so I was I was enrolled in high school in Inverness in Scotland at the end of fourth form.
Oh wow, right.
And then which is year nine or whatever.
Yeah.
And then so I was meant to go to school in Scotland, and then around the same time I was forming bands with Mikey.
Yeah. Was that a Carriage H? Decided,
but before Carriage
H.
Oh
wow, okay, yeah.
So and then that kind of changed everything, really. And then it's we had a all ages venue. We were putting on gigs in Knox Church Hall.
Okay, another one. Cool.
Yeah. And then there was an all ages venue called Orbit 107 on Princess Street.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, which was really, really amazing there for a wee while.
Mm.
A lot of bands. I met some really cool people, and we all really didn't like each other at the time. We're all quite close now.
Right.
But we're all just because, you know, there wasn't really a way of connecting. You just kind of met people from different schools all at once.
I see.
And then I heard about death metal and all the stuff which I'd never even heard of before, which was super cool. And then that's how I met Natasha. Was putting on an HDU gig.
Okay.
And
cool.
So I think I helped put the show on, and then that was just a real life-changing moment.
Right. Oh, that's awesome that you played your stuff back then, because, obviously, in my experience, there was a pretty big lack outside of Amped. There was a pretty big lack, and now there's, we've got yours and Pioneer Hall doing really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, it was quite funny, too, because I remember, I don't really know whose parents who bankrolled putting on the venue, but I do realize they realized that, hey, this is not making any money. So we're going to start doing club nights and... Then I start getting DJs. So I think it was probably in my 15-year-old mind, it seemed a really long time, but it probably was only 6 months to a year, which was quite a big deal at the time.
Yeah. No, yeah, dude, I'm really looking forward to seeing the shows. You're playing The Crown as well, which is a classic spot, you know. Did you play that as a teenager as well?
I did, actually. Yeah, that was pretty amazing. It's pretty... I mean, it has changed quite a lot, but it was pretty awesome to go there for the first time.
Yeah.
It's a pretty important place to make sure that we keep on the map of Otipoorti's music community.
100%, yeah. When was the last time you played in Otipoorti? Was it that last Da 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 show?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, the That was, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
So that's, like, well, I said, it's been ages. And then we played the Waitati Music Festival at the start of 2022.
Cool, yeah.
But the whole COVID thing was kind of going a bit nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we didn't even play Dunedin on our last album tour, which was I'm still slightly bitter about, but
let it go. We'd love to have you back, and we're looking forward to having you back as well. Are there any future plans for Die Die Die?
After Port Noise, we started talking about writing some music, and
great.
Lockie and I have started sending each other like voice memos back and forth.
Awesome, cool.
So we'll see what they turn into.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people will be excited to hear that. Yeah, and I guess you got a couple more shows coming up, right, on this current tour.
Yeah.
How many are you doing? You're doing quite a few, I feel like.
Yeah, we've got three in the South Island this weekend, and then Hamilton and Tauranga.
All right. Yeah. Awesome.
Tauranga's got a really cool sort of scene going too. They do these all ages free gigs under the bridge.
Cool. Oh yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, those are really cool.
Yeah, and Austin is a pretty good friend of mine I've known for a long time, and I'm pretty impressed that he's been doing this stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for your time, dude. This has been a great chat.
No, and, thank you. Yeah, it's nice to see you again.
Yeah, yeah, it's great to see you again too. And yeah, the new album Nerve is out now everywhere. You can support on Bandcamp especially. Yeah, like I said, I've been really enjoying that. It's been really, really great to listen to that. I suppose I'll see you at your shows at the Crown. Tell people where your shows are.
The Crown on Saturday.
Yep.
And then the Pioneer Hall on Sunday.
Is that an evening show, the Pioneer Hall show? Or?
No, it's afternoon.
All right, great. Yep. Okay, cool.
I've got to fly home to Auckland, unfortunately.
I see, yeah. When are you flying down to Otapoti?
I'm flying in this afternoon.
Oh, great. Cool. All right, well, so I'll see you this weekend then.
I'll pick up my son and get out of here.
Yeah, beautiful. Yep. Yeah, I'll see you this weekend and have a great yesterday.
Thanks again.
Of course.
Cheers.
Bye. See ya. Thank you. All right, that was Andrew Wilson of Die 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 and AW. Really looking forward to his shows this week. It's going to be awesome. And, really great chat. I'm surprised he remembered Bliss Point. That was actually, my high school band with Tane of Civil Talk. Shout out. We got to open for Die 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 in Pioneer Hall. Shout out again to Andrew for hopping on the show. That was very good talk. And the new album's incredible. Like I said, I've kind of said it a million times already in the past 20 minutes. But I'm going to play a song now from that record, which is probably my favorite. This is Hate Guitars from The Nerve by Andrew Wilson. Check it out.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.